New South Wales fires have made news around the world the last few weeks, from the devastation to animals to smoke captured in images from out of space. But it might surprise you to learn that the European Union has been keeping a close eye on the fires burning in and near your community. How? Juan Escalante is here to tell you more, starting with what this European Union Satellite Emergency Centre is.
This is a 24/7 centre. In this centre, we monitor crisis mainly related with the natural disasters all around the clock. Our main core business would be natural disasters like forest fires and floods and earthquakes and tropical cyclones.
Yep.
But we also deal with outbreaks like the Ebola outbreak, for instance.
Yeah.
So we work as 24/7. We coordinate the European response to natural disasters, mainly. We are the hub, the core of the European Civil Protection Mechanism. So basically, when the country or country requests for assistance, we coordinate the assistance of European member states to that country.
Yeah, amazing. So,
in a nutshell.
Yeah, in a nutshell, in the shortest way possible.
Yes, it's very broad what we do, but in a nutshell, it's that.
So it's not always just natural disasters like the bushfires we've seen here in Australia. It can be a whole range of things.
Yes, we have been involved also in refugee crisis as well. So, yeah, so that means that it's not only events related with natural hazards, let's say.
How are you monitoring that situation? What are you doing over there in the EU centre?
I mean, we monitor, we have several early warning tools to follow forest fires, but in the case of Australia, the key that triggered the mechanism to activate Copernicus, for instance, was a request from Geoscience Australia. So we were following the fires, but somehow we started our mechanism to support Australia because we received a direct request for the activation of the Copernicus Emergency Management Service to get rapid mapping, to support basically the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. The Australia activated Copernicus in five times already. So the first time was 2017, and then three times in this year, 2019.
Yeah, right.
Yes. So if you want, just for the records or for statistics, the first one was for the floods in southeastern Australia. That was 2016. 2017 was the tropical cyclone Debby. And then this year we had the flood in Townsville in January.
Yep.
Then in March we have Trevor and Veronica, tropical cyclones. And the third one was for this one, for wildfires in New South Wales.
Mm.
What we do at the beginning is to task the satellite to take an image, and then the service will do and will perform analysis on that image, and will give this in a form of a map to the first responders on the ground.
Right.
So the first responders will see maps that are delineating the burnt area, and they can identify the hotspots, you know, and the current flames, let's say, that are somehow affecting certain areas.
So then how often are you updating those images, those maps that you're sending to our emergency services?
Well, that depends on what, in each area we have different type of requests. So for this specific emergency, there was a monitoring request. We have the first images, the first analysis, and then we go back to the same area, let's say within 5 days. Within 5 days. I don't know. I cannot tell you precisely for which map, how many days or hours were spent, to do the monitoring. But what I can tell you is that when we receive the first request, we have different area of interest to be mapped. And these areas are being mapped with the satellites of the Copernicus program. And then the analysis is being done afterwards.
And
yes.
Am I right in saying that, like, for these New South Wales bushfires, it's the most images that the centre has provided for any emergency in the world anywhere at this stage in 2019?
No, No, I wouldn't say like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that, but I can tell you that it's one of the most important satellite activations that we had during this year.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
One of the most important.
Why do you say that? Why the most important?
Well, in terms of quantity of maps, but also I would say the extent of the analysis that has been put in those maps, you know, because you need to analyze a broader or a big area of interest. So, I mean, the amount of, let's say, of hours that is a combination of, you know, a human analyst, you know, and also some artificial intelligence that is involved to do analysis and to define, you know, burned areas, etc. In that regard, we can say that it's one of the most important activations, yes. So the resources that has been put in place for this activation can we rank it, you know, in one of the most important ones. Of course, we need to assess the request, you know, in each time, you know. It's not that we are going to work now exclusively for Australia.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't do it. I mean, Australia also is not requesting us, you know, every time, because they just this was a big emergency, a big event, and of course we take that into account, okay?
Yeah.
Because at the same time we need to activate many times for Europe, and the service has a limit, you know.
Well, see, that's it, because you know, at the same time when our bushfires first started, I know that there was really bad flooding in England, so I guess it depends on where you and your team are focused.
For England as well. Yes,
oh, you did?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, we did. We did. At the same time we were activating for Australia, we activated for England. And I can tell you that also US is activating Copernicus. They did it not five times, but more or less,
yeah.
I would say. Also FEMA is activating Copernicus to, you know, for tropical cyclones and different kind of hazards as well.
Well, I just want to thank you for the work that you and your team have done to help keep our communities informed. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And this is another important thing to highlight, I think, is that this service is open and it's free of charge. So Australia didn't pay anything for this product.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
This is for you to know.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. I've never thought about whether, you know, we think about whether firefighters come from America to help us, or we think about whether, you know, rescuers come from France or something, but I'm not quite sure the average person would have connected the European Union with our New South Wales bushfires.
Of course, no, we are a little bit far away, no?
Yeah.
I would say that this is the most efficient way of supporting or helping Australia, no? I mean, with rapid mapping, this is something that we can provide, and this is really, I mean, cost efficient. It's really, I mean, recommendable, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't send teams from here to Australia. It will be completely inefficient. And this is a way we are that we can support Australia with very, I would say, accurate products to take decisions on the ground.
Mm. Well, Juan, will you pass on to your team from us here at New South Wales a really big thank you for everything that they've done, and I'm sure we'll continue to do in the future as well. Thanks for telling us a little bit about it today.
Thank you. Thank you, Kaya.
Juan Escalante there. He's from the European Union Satellite Emergency Centre. They've been keeping a really close eye on New South Wales fires. They provide that satellite imaging that helps with the outline on the fires near me app. It helps the RFS know what's going on.